Just pray. Sincerely. Don't be nervous. If you do, you'll never catch it. Just be simple. Just say, Lord, it's the simplicity that they overlook. They make it so complicated that that's the reason they missed Jesus in the first place. That well did Isaiah speak, he had eyes, can't see, ears, and can't hear. Make you just realize that Christ, the Son of God, lives. Now you pray. And if God does what the Bible says He does, then the truth is the Bible's right. But if He doesn't do it, then it isn't God. And we know that. Anyone knows that. That God is obligated to His Word. Don't you believe that? He's got to keep His Word. Now you just pray now and believe with all your heart that God's going to grant it. And now may He bring His Spirit and speak to us and confirm the Word. Now watch real close. Now remember, how many in here while you're silently praying have seen the picture of that angel of the Lord on that paper? Sure. I guess they've showed it here in the middle. So help me. With this Bible here and it over my heart, at the day of judgment, I'll be judged and you'll be judged if we miss Christ. That same light isn't a foot from where I'm standing right now. Now He said, I come from God and I go to God. That light came down and was made flesh. It returned back from the resurrection into glory, and Paul, on his road down to Damascus, is smitten down by it. Now, if that light, that scientific world has proved that it's a supernatural being, if that don't produce the same life that it did when it was here in Christ, if it don't do the same thing in His church, then it isn't the same life. If it does, it is the same life. Here. One, look here. There's a little woman sitting right here, just ducked her head down, just saying, faith, trying to believe. She's praying for her eyes. Her eyes are in bad shape. She's worried about it. She's looking right at me. She's from Norway. That's right. Have you a prayer card? You don't need one. Your eyes will get all right now. You're faithful. Have faith. Now, just take our time, just a minute. Go to that lady. Stand up just a minute, everywhere the woman was. Where was she? See, it's a vision. It's like I dreamed something. Where was that woman? Now, I think it's right back in here. Was those things true, lady, what was said? Raise up your hand. Was it you praying like that and so forth? How would I know what she was praying about and what her was she praying for and all about it and who she is and where she is and what happened and so forth? How would I know it when the woman is a total stranger to me? I've never seen her in my life and we're a total stranger. Go to her at the service and ask her. Thank you. Amen. What did she do? That confirms the Scripture. He's a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity.
Amen.
Amen. Here comes a man coming before me. The lifeline comes here. Sitting here on the end of the row, suffering with a back trouble. You believe that God will make you well? With that back trouble sitting here? Believe that God will heal you? You do? You accept your healing? Mr. Sanders, do you believe that God is a great healer?
Hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah.
I wanted to ask you something. Look here to me. Last evening, you had a very strange feeling when you were here in the meeting. Something taking place. Now, tonight, when it returns to you again, now you believe with all your heart that trouble's gone from you.
Hallelujah.
You believe?
Thank you.
Here.
Whoa.
I don't know you. We're straight. Don't you see that? Look here, brother. Look there, right over this man here. Yellow emerald eye. The man's suffering. He's in bad shape. It's nervousness. About to have a breakdown. Just is a breakdown, that's all. You're a nice man. Got a family, a bunch of children, about 5 children. That's right. Have you a prayer card? You don't need it. It's all over now. You go home. Make a living for your children. Your faith makes you whole.
Hallelujah.
See this boy sitting next to you? When I pointed my finger over there, he jumped. You'll believe that's skin disease will leave you too, and you'll get well. You believe it? Your prayer card? You don't need it now. Your faith makes you whole.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't you believe with all your heart?
Amen.
Ask those people. I do not know them. They're just sitting here in the meeting. But they got faith. Here's a lady sitting here looking right at me. Right here. She's suffering with a back trouble too. She'll believe. Miss Cobbles. I don't know you. Have you got a prayer card? You don't need it.
Hallelujah.
Your faith saves you. Is he the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Amen.
This is God's way. Walk in it.
Amen.
What is it? The resurrected Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Forget all these creeds and things you're trying to hold to. Turn it loose. The Word is being made flesh among us.
Amen.
We see it's God's Word. Do you love Him?
Amen.
Would you like to come offer your life to Him as a life of service? Even a dedicational service that dedicates your life to Him again. Would you do it right in His presence? I want every person that's here that wants to dedicate their life anew, and all you people raise your hand a while ago, come stand along here just a minute. I feel led to do this. And when I feel led, it's always the right thing. That's right. Oh, now you'll see something happen. Yes, we'll gather at the river, a beautiful river. I'll gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Yes, we'll gather at the river. A beautiful river. We'll gather with the saints at the river that rolls by the throne of God. Shall we gather at the river where bright angels feet have trod? Bow our heads now. The organist will continue with that while we hum it in our hearts. The silver spray. Just continue humming out, thanking your coming in the presence of the Spirit of God that's here with you. We'll gather at the river. Heavenly Father, I walk up before this penitent group, the complete church, outside of about 10 or 15 people, stands on their feet, wanting to know you closer, walk with you, love you more. They're standing, Lord, singing, shall we gather at the river? Yes, Lord, we'll gather there. And it won't be long. When the time is fulfilled, then the Spirit of God, which is here right now, the great Holy Spirit moving around over the building, that sweetness of fellowship that draws us close to Him, letting us know that our sins be pardoned, our iniquity is gone, When we're ready to confess our wrongs, God is willing to forgive us. Heavenly Fathers, we see the day far spent now. And we see you do something tonight like you did before your crucifixion. That's the very works that you've done before you were crucified. And here now we know by this, the promise of the Word, that it promised it would do again. We know that you are risen from the dead and you're alive forevermore. 2,000 years of criticism and twisting in theology has never been able to warp it out of the Word of God. We see Christ come on the scene and do exactly the same thing that He did when He was here on earth. We know by this that He lives, and we know by this that we are accepted, because the angel that come to Abraham and to the elected group, not down into Sodom, but up at the elected group, perform this type of a sign. We're so glad, God, that you let us know that we are that church that's come out and are separated, not down in Babylon no more, but are born again and are made new creatures in Christ Jesus, waiting for His coming. We care not for the things of the world, for we are pilgrims and strangers. Our inheritance is above, where God sits on His throne. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will take each penitent person that's standing here. And if I have found grace in your sight, and we have preached the gospel without compromising, just exactly the way the Word teaches it, and you have proved that it is the truth by your visit with us tonight, God, forgive every sin. Take every coldness away from the people. And may the Holy Spirit, in the power of His resurrection of Christ, will move into every heart and warm those hearts. Feel it, Lord. Right now, let another Pentecost drop down upon this audience. Satan defeated. May the power of God move into the hearts and sanctify and fill every heart here in the divine power of the Holy Ghost. Grant it, Lord. I offer this prayer to you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant it, Father. May your grace grace our gathering tonight and our blessings together with you, Lord, in heavenly places. Grant it in Jesus' name. All that believe now with all your heart that God forgives you, and you promise that by the grace of God, in the presence of this angel, the Holy Ghost, that's here now, you promise from this night on, you'll live for Him, you'll pray more, you'll sacrifice, you'll fast, you'll do everything in your power by the grace of God to live for Him. Raise up your hands and praise Him. I'll say thank you, Lord, for giving me this faith to me. Now, before we light up a prayer line in the building, I want your reverence just a moment. Believe. Sometimes you have to cut like everything with the Word. But when I meet you at the day of the judgment, there'll be nobody's blood upon me. See, I want you to know, I tell you the truth right out of the Word. And if God don't confirm that truth, then it isn't the truth. It isn't God. If God confirms that truth, then it's truth, and you listen to it. Before I walk down there to lay hands on the sick, I want some of you here to believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is Son of God just as much as He ever was. And it's His Spirit. And I'm telling you this, and this is His Word. Do you believe it? Thank you for your faith. Now, so I can be sure the anointing of the Lord is upon me, before you move from your seats, I want you to say, Lord God, in your heart like this, I know that man standing there doesn't know me. I know He's proved it to me in these 2 nights He's been preaching that you promised these things in the last days, and the unbelievers are walking away from it. But I'm a believer, Lord. I believe it. Let me touch the border of your garment. You speak back through that preacher up there and do the same work you did when we were here on earth through your church. And I'll know that I belong into that church because by one Spirit I'm baptized into that body. Yes, indeed. You say that and believe it. Now everybody reverent for a moment and sit quiet just for a moment. God bless you. If I don't get to see you, if the Spirit of heaven strike me and don't get to tell you goodbye before I leave, I won't say goodbye. I'll say the German word, Auf Wiedersehen. That means we'll meet again. We'll meet again somewhere, if not here, across the river. We'll see you on that side. And I stand there at the day of the judgment, and this day flashes up on the screen of God's bar there. You'll see I've told you the truth. I've been honest with you. I haven't held anything back. I've just
place it the way the Word says it, and there it is. Now, Almighty God, come on the scene and let these people know that your servant is not here for no other purpose but because you sent. Now, Father, I've spoke of you. You speak of me as I've told the truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask this. Now have faith in God. Don't doubt. All right, now look up this way and believe. Leave, please, in your heart be saying, Lord God, just pray. See if God can tell me what you're praying about. See if it's the Holy Spirit or not. This little fellow out here on the end, sitting out here on the end of the front row here, kept his head down, kept praying. He's praying. He's trying to ask God to get rid of that asthma. If you believe, is that right? Raise up your hand if that's right. Well, you just left you. Amen. So now,
thank you.
That ain't the same yesterday, today, and forever. What is Jesus Christ? Is that right? Look at this man sitting out here looking at me. He's praying for a sister-in-law that's real, real sick. That's right. If you believe with all your heart, you can have what you ask. Amen. God bless you. That's right. You see, he's here. Don't you know that?
Amen.
Look at this lady sitting here, kind of elderly lady sitting here. She's praying because she's got something wrong with her neck. Pains and things keep running through her neck, bothering her. That's right, lady, isn't it? That's right. Raise up your hand.
Hallelujah.
Receive your healing. Go and be made well. Do you see he's here? Do you believe it? Now, can't you be perseverant to stand there and say, if the presence of Jesus Christ is here and knows the very secret of her heart, and the Bible said that the Word of God is powerful than a two-edged sword and a discerner of the thoughts of the heart. How could that be the Word of God? If ye abide in me and my Word in you, I was baptized into his body, his Word abides in here, then ask what you will and it shall be done for you. Amen. Why can't we be perseverant? Believe with all of our heart. How many of you people in here that's got prayer cards over in this line here wants to be prayed for? Raise up your hand. All right. How many hasn't got prayer cards and wants to be prayed for? By the way, how many ministers are here today that's godly men that believes in divine healing? I don't ask you what denomination you belong to now. You can belong to any denomination you want to, but you believe in divine healing and you're interested in God healing the people, trying to make life a little better for them and ease up the pains as they journey on, and you believe in divine healing, raise up your hand. Ministers, all right, I'm going to ask you to come here and stand and form a line with me that when I'm gone, that the people see it isn't me. You have just as much right to pray for the sick as I do. Any minister of God that's ordained of God has a right. Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. What preachers preach the gospel to every creature? I want the ministers to come here and just make a double line right here. I'm going to stand right between you. Right down here, we're going to pass the sick and afflicted right through here. Now, and the people coming, when you come, don't come to one of us. You come as you're obeying, like he's going into the baptismal pool. Come down. And when these ministers lay hands upon you, along with myself, believe that you're going to get healed and be made well. Now, we only want ministers. Ministers of the gospel. Just ministers. All right, I want them to form a double line right here, making an alley like between them. A little road down between them, the ministers of the gospel. Thank you, my brethren, for your fine cooperation. You're the cream of the crop. I appreciate you as my brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, remember, you're interested in these people getting healed, and you've come to show your faith in God that you believe, and believe that divine healing is right. Now, every person here that belongs to these congregations ought to be proud of their minister, ought to be thankful for a servant that will stand here and represent Christ in the midst of conflict and still believe it, because they know that the very God that they love and serve, he's the one who knows the heart. And whenever you get sick hereafter or something, your pastor has the right to pray for you. Do you love God? All right. Now, I want Brother Roy Borders to come up here to the microphone. Now, I'm going to come down there among the people. He will direct the congregation how that they must come through the line. You people will start over on this side, coming right through with ministers praying for you, laying hands on you. They, this row here, he'll tell you how to come out, come around, come one way so we won't get mixed up, and every person that desires to be prayed for may be prayed for. Let us bow our heads now. My minister brothers, you pray with all your heart. Our Heavenly Father, grant this now. The great moment has arrived. I've done my very best, Lord, to try to show people that in the Bible, the people that were persistent was the one that got the blessings of God, because they believed. They had the promise. They believed the promise, and they obeyed the promise, and nothing kept them from it. Now, most gracious Father, these people have sat still this afternoon. These are in here. They've listened because they have a reason. They've come to find your mercy. You've appeared before us in a great phenomenon and showing that you're still Jesus and that you're here, and the church is receiving its last warning. Father God, I know that's went over and over and over to people. They've heard it, but one time they're going to hear it the last time. How do we know it won't be today? There's people sitting here today, maybe people been in here today, that'll be dead before in the morning. How that voice will ring out in their ears through the ceaseless eternity yonder. How they will walk away from the truth of God. Oh, I pray, Father, that these precious believers that you're now will be healed, every one of them. I pray that these men of God, your servants, that you've got five offices in the church. You said you had ordained in the church first apostles, then prophets, teachers, pastors, and evangelists. God, you set them in the church. Maybe they cannot prophesy and say things. Maybe they do not have discernment. But there are men who are teachers and pastors, need preaching hard. They stand right here to say it's the truth. They recognize it. They believe it. God, honor those men. Honor them. Bless their congregations. May an old-fashioned revival break out of every one of them, Lord. Granted. And get those predestinated seeds that's laying around here on the island before it's ever too late. We know you'll grant it. Now, as we step down, honor their prayers as they pray. When they lay their hands upon them, Lord, ministerial hands that's set aside for the kingdom of God, may you hear and answer prayer. May every sick person that passes down this line go out of this line praising God like Abraham. It's going to happen anyhow, because God said so. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and God shall raise them up. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. God said so. And it's going to be somebody will be made well. In Jesus Christ's name, we ask it. Amen. I want the organist, if you will, play with all your heart, all that you can, and make it a congregation singing, only believe, all things are possible, only believe. Brother Porter will do the directing out of the prayer. God bless you. If I could have... Things are possible. I was checking hands coming through. People, did you notice me getting your hand and holding it up like this? You remember, you Canadians, the first time I ever saw you, and I could only know by laying my hands up on the person's hands. How many remembers it? Remember, this gift was first manifested to me in Canada, in Regina, with Brother Ern Baxter that night, when I prophesied and told you that he told me that someday, if I be reverent this way, that I would know the very secret of their heart. How many remembers me saying that years ago? The Bible said, if there be one among you spiritual or prophet, and what he says comes to pass, then hear him. Hear me, Jesus Christ loves you all. And I checked those hands coming through, and a great percent of them was already vibration stopped by the time they got to me here. When the ministers had laid hands on them, they'd already been healed before they'd even got to me. Brother Bisco, God bless you. I just recognize you now, being there. Brother Eddie's daddy, God bless you. May everlasting grace of God ever abound with you until we see again. And then we would say, till we meet, till we meet. Let's raise your hands now. Pray for me. I need your prayer. I love you with undying love. When I speak to you the way I do, it's in love, because I love you. Till we meet. Bless you, brethren. You're fine for any. God be with you. Let us bow our heads now and go to ask Brother Eddie if he won't come here and whatever is on his heart to say. I'll be leaving pretty soon now for overseas. Can I depend on you praying for me? Do that. With godly love, I'll never forget Victoria. Remember this island. God bless you till I see you again, Brother Edwards.
thing. I don't want you people with prayer cards. I want you people that hasn't got prayer cards. Because we're going to call the prayer cards. I want you to take this in your mind. I'd be real reverent. Christ, now, Christ could heal. Because he healed by vision when the Father told him. That's right. He never healed anybody or performed one miracle until he saw a vision first. How many knows that? St. John 5:19. He said it himself. He's God and can't lie. But you see, healing has already been purchased now. The sacrifice is made. He can still proclaim himself by prophecy and show his signs, but healing, you have to believe him. If he's standing here tonight and you say, Lord, will you heal me? He said, I've already done it. Don't you believe it? For he was wounded for our transgressions. With his stripes we were healed. Do you understand that? Now you believe it. And see if he's still alive. What a challenge. I challenged that before 500,000 people sending it against me, Bombay, India. I challenged it before 250,000 Durban, South Africa. Watch God moving on the scene. 30,000 blanket natives stowed down their idols and become Christians at that minute. And women start naked as soon as Christ came up on them, folded their hands and walked away. And then women today in a Pentecostal church cutting off their clothes and acting. And they still say, you got the Holy Ghost. I love you. You know that. But I'm zealous when I see my sister, God's daughter out there. See my brother so cowardly to have to stand behind some kind of a... fail to preach the Word of God that he knows the truth. Yes. See my sister conducting herself like some street woman instead of a saint of God. See some man afraid to stand up and proclaim the truth, afraid his denomination will kick him out. A son of God. That blood don't throw right. Real genuine Christianity believes the Word and holds it. Holds that promise. Now you're strangers. I look around, I know Brother William sitting here. I see Sister Moore. I think that's Sister Bootlayer sitting there. I didn't recognize her last night. I'm trying to see if I see anybody that I know. This brother here, I can't think of his name. What? Brother Harris. I know him. Brother and Sister Dow, sitting right here, from Cleta up in Ohio. That's about it. I believe I see Brother Collins. Is that right, Brother Collins? A good old Methodist boy who received the Holy Ghost. One of my deacons at the church now. God bless you, Brother Collins, Sister Collins. The Holy Spirit's coming in now. It becomes blinding out. I wish I could explain this. You can't explain God. You have to believe God. You just have faith. Don't doubt. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says you should be saved if you believe it. You say, Lord, I'm like the woman that touched the master's garments. I ain't trying to touch that preacher. He's a man. But the Bible said that you're a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Did he say it? That's the New Testament. Well, then, if you touch the high priest, how would you know you touched him unless he acted the same way he did yesterday? And if he's the same, he'll act the same. Is that right? He's a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. And what happened when that woman touched him and went off and sat down like you are, whatever she did? Jesus turned around and said, somebody touched me. Peter said, well, the whole group's touched you. Why say a thing like that? He said, but I perceived that virtue went out of me. I got weak. He looked around until he found the woman, told her about her blood issue, and said, thy faith has saved thee. He's the same God tonight. He's the same high priest. Now you believe. You believe, you that don't know me, you that has no prayer card, you ask God and be humble about it. I remember it's going to take your faith to touch him. I can't touch him. Or you got to touch him yourself. It's your own faith. but you believe. How many does believe? Say, I believe. Thou canst believe. Let's just start row by row. It's just kind of, I wish you'd be real. Don't get up and move around. I'll sit real still. May the Lord God grant unto His church the vindication. God, I've told the truth as far as I know it's right. May the Heavenly Father that we'll stand before let this happen to help Thy people, Lord. To help Thy people. Preaching hard. You got the it's a change. It's another anointing. It's the same Spirit, but it's another office. The lady sitting there right here at the end of the row, right here, looking at me. A little white thing on you. You believe? You believe? You believe me to be His servant? You have a need of Him, don't you? For your throat. Ask her if that's the truth. Miss Sparks, do you believe with all your heart? That child sitting there you want prayed for too. That's true. He's anemia. Got a nervous condition. That's true, isn't it? I don't know the woman, ever seen her in my life. Put your hand over on the child. In the name of Jesus Christ. If this woman had faith enough to do that, let it be known, Lord. May it leave. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Don't doubt. He's here. We were praising Him till He come. Now He's here. Here's a little woman sitting back there. Right behind that woman. She's got her hands up. She's got a handkerchief in her hand. She's praying. She's sitting on the end. The woman's suffering with stomach trouble. It's over, sister. You have a prayer card? You don't need it. You don't have it. Go home and eat your supper. It's all over. If thou canst believe. Are you believing? Ask these people. God in heaven knows I've never seen Him in my life. As far as I know. If it isn't Christ the saint, here. Here sits a little woman sitting right here. She's got on a red coat. You have a prayer card, lady? You don't need one. You're not sick, but you got a question in your mind that you want to talk to me about. And that question is a spiritual problem. You want to know if you want to quit your work and go into a full-time work for the Lord. You're not from here. You're from Texas, Houston. Abide. He'll call you when He's ready for you. I've never seen a woman in my life. I challenge you to believe it. What? Way back. Here's a good contact of a man with the Spirit. A man sitting right back here. White shirt, kind of bald. He comes from Arkansas. You got a prayer card? You believe me to be God's prophet? Your stomach trouble left you. You can go back home to Arkansas rejoicing. I never saw him in my life. Here's a man sitting here with asthma, a hernia. He's from Texas. Mr. Cobb, that's right. I'm a stranger to you. You believe? Go back to Texas and be well in the name of Jesus Christ. He's God. You believe? Here sits a little chubby girl sitting here. You have a prayer card, honey? You believe me to be God's prophet? As God's servant? You believe what I said a while ago in that message of the truth? Your kidney trouble will leave you. Go home. Be made well. In the name of Jesus Christ. You believe it?
a woman sitting right out here, the end of the row with an ear infection. You believe that God will make you well? Go home. Believe it. Be well. There's a woman sitting there with heart trouble, wearing a purple hat. Mrs. Lambert. My name? You believe with all your heart? Your heart trouble will leave you and go home and be well. You believe. You believe. I challenge you to believe it. Raise up our hands. Lord Jesus. Son of God. Let not these things pass, Lord. You do not these things in vain. You're God, the eternal God. You live forevermore. Let it be known tonight that you're the author of this. The prescription is right. You're in our midst, and you're God. Let the people believe on you now, and let them be healed. A devil cure for all unbelief and all things. We give you praise, our gracious God, our Heavenly Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we commit them to you. Do you believe? With all your heart, talk to some of these people. I never seen them in my life. I don't know what's wrong with them now. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the vindication that I've told you the truth. The way back is the way I told you. The church is lost in the wilderness, wandering around. God our Father is here among us, in us like He was in His Son, Christ Jesus. Only He was in Him without measure, in us by measure, but the same Spirit. Can't you see it? Don't you know it? Believe it with all your heart. Where are we at? Have faith in God. Believe these things that Jesus said. How could you be the Son of God and lie? How can you make a promise that it's not true? It's because He's not been inoculated. Come back to the bomb. Come back and let the real Holy Spirit, not in emotion, not in excitement. Yet it is excitement, yet it is emotion. But let it come in and vindicate itself. Open up. It'll do the things that He always did. He that believeth in Me, the works that I do, shall he do also. You believe it now? How many's got prayer cards now? Raise up your hand. If you believe Me to be a servant of Christ, Jesus said the last commission to the church, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. I feel it. I was going to walk out. But something said to me, don't do that. Then people want you to lay hands on them. God's good. He stopped me from my own thought. What stopped it? You did. Your desire. He'll give you your heart's desire. Line up. Here's the prayer card. Come out over on this side and line up. He's good. I've seen Him bring a plane down out of the air, hold me there all night and all day the next day for the faith of a colored woman, for a dying boy. Sure. Do you believe? Do you believe the message? If you can't believe the message, well, you'll never believe the messenger, I'm sure. But if it is the message, God will vindicate it. Now, you see what vision does. Visions are something that comes from God. Visions doesn't heal you. Visions proclaim God. The Bible said if there be one among you who claims to be a prophet, our Lord will speak to him. How would He speak like He did always before? And what if He tells the truth? I'll vindicate it to be the truth. Then take the prescription and go back. Go back to Pentecostal faith. Be a brother. Oneness to the Trinity, Trinity to the oneness. Be a brother. Church of God to the Nazarene, Nazarene to the Church of God. Be a brother. Be a sister.
Don't let the denomination separate you. God's predestinated His church. There is a pond somewhere. We got to get out and get them. The Holy Spirit shall unite the church in every heart. May the God of heaven grant. Now when you people come by, if I could heal you, I'd do it. But if I don't, I could heal you at last. You're already healed. Jesus healed you. When He died in Calvary, for He was wounded for our transgressions, with His stripes we were healed. How many believe that's the truth? Say amen. The only thing I can do is lay my hands up on you and pronounce a blessing. God grant this blessing. That'll help you, I'm sure, if you'll believe it. As Oral Roberts once said, it's a part of contact. I want every person in here to believe now as we bow our heads and pray. I want these people to bow right out here. If you need to come by, I'm going to pray now. Lay hands on you. It's getting late. We're on 10 o'clock. And I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you right now. I'm going to lay hands upon you. I'm going to ask the minister, brothers, so it's just up to me. I'm not the only one. Any minister has a right to pray for the sick. Any minister is godly, God sent. If God faith in God, God will hear his prayers. It seems to anybody. They may not be able to discern and things like that. You don't. That don't happen too often. That's right. But that don't make the person doing that any more than anybody else. I can't preach like the preacher does. I can't teach like the teacher does. I can't speak in tongues like the gift of tongues. I have no interpretation. It's come to me, oh, once or twice. I've spoken tongues 4 or 5 times in my life. But I never did. I sure felt like it these times, but it just didn't utter out. It had several times. I spoke in tongues for an hour one time. I speak in tongues one time, didn't even know what I was doing. I looked around and see what was talking. I thought, where is that gentleman, whoever it is? I looked around, it was me who was talking, and I kept real still. At the same time, this woman bleeding to death about 10 miles from every time I get to the church. And when she got over there, she'd give a testimony, she's healed instantly. It was the Holy Ghost making intercession. Sure. How many things are not fiction, friends? They're true. God in heaven knows the truth. Thousands of things like that. Tens of thousands. So it's God, man. It's God. Believe with all your heart. Brother Moore, some of you, brother, brother Christian, minister, brother, or stand on here with me. Brother Don, brother Brown, anybody in you, brother, as Christian, believe, come here and pray. That's all about our heads now. Gracious God, we are here to help. I pray that you'll help us. They know you're here. They know by the fruit of the Spirit. They see the actions of the Holy Spirit that you're here. Lord, we're just men. We're standing here to do our office. These signs shall follow man in me. They'll lay their hands on the sick. They'll get well. Lord, let it be that every person passes by. May be human. We lay our hands upon it. In commemoration of our sympathy for them and our faith in God. To begin with, I lay my hands on this man. And to condemn this water in it. May it shrink. May the woman return. Show you how much your faith is in it. May it live in the kingdom of God. My hand up on brother, in the name of Jesus Christ, may he recover. My hand up on my brother, in the name of Jesus Christ, may he be seated. In the name of Jesus Christ, may my brother be moved. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the child be moved. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that our Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, that our brothers are God. In the name of Jesus Christ, that our brothers are God. All Christians are God. In Jesus' name, they are God. They are God. They are God. In the name of Jesus Christ, you. Don't you believe what I think? We're going to be all right, Jesus. Because Mother, this happened to me. But when I was full last night, the day I was in prayer, you're going to see like this more something on that line. Shoot me off.
Good.
God of heaven, let my blessings come to your heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, may every nerve bless you. May she snap back to that spot where this golden voice that comes.
God. May we hear echo across the land. I rebuke the devil. That's kind of blind her eyes, kind of chasm her mind, she thinks. But may the God of heaven break you with a daylight of light of Christ. I thank this girl. You said, if you say this mountain be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe in what you say, what you have said will come to pass. You can have it. I pronounce this girl to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Yesterday I'm off the tape. I haven't been home for 20 years. I didn't want to get home. Sister Strader, you're a good woman. I love you. My sister. You was the one, me not knowing you, when I walked in and someone spoke in tongues and you gave the interpretation and said the very same thing as I liked it when he come down over me down when I first was a Baptist preacher that as John the Baptist was sent forth, the forerunner, the first coming of Christ, you're sent forth and you're a messenger, forerun the second coming. When that Baptist minister, while I was partying, when he heard that, said a seventh-day education was going to preach the book, I said, that's what he said. The paper said, Mystic Life, and he's going to minister, going to associate with that. Knowing nothing about that, 11 years later, someone spoke in tongues and you interpreted the same thing I was saying. God is preaching to the devil. The devil is against you. I am your brother. O Lord, creator of heaven and earth, and the great Lord of God. Let the power that raised up our Savior from the grave.
Yes.
Let him come upon this frail and strange who compromises your name. Let it come forth and may this gift that's been wrenched over, may it come back well. May she recover more. I pronounce it upon her in the name of Jesus Christ. That has been said, Lord. Let it be done for your name.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, bless this young girl and give her a
chance.
In Jesus' name,
yes.
God bless our brother and give to him healing in the name of Jesus
Christ.
God bless our sister and give to her healing in the name of Jesus. God bless our brother and give to him more than he is. Let the people of Adam's Father realize what God tells you to walk out. But come out with a faith believer, especially in the gift of others in your life. Grandfather, may they not come just come and walk by, but may they realize they're coming from the
Lord of
God. That's been proven tonight in the church that he shared.
Yeah.
And what a vindicating recruitment. Lord, you know he can call it enough to be able to only follow the mission. As we were commissioned to go baptize people, and promise to get the Holy Ghost, that's all we do is baptize. We should learn baptize. Then I can preach the word, be vindicated, and I'll lay hands upon
him. Amen.
God, in the first
amen. Thank you,
Jesus. God, likewise, this brother, give him the likewise.
Yes.
In Jesus'
name.
Right. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, be our sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, give us our sister. May it be over from the time.
Hallelujah.
Lord, your great church here is praying.
Yes.
Let it be over. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it be over. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it be done. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it be done.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ, may it be done. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it be done. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it be
done.
I'm the friend, I'm the anything later, he is going
to
be. I believe in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe in the name of your Father. May you have the best you have. God's grant in Jesus' name that you can ask. In the name of Jesus Christ, grant that you live in this brother. God grant the desire of our brother we lay in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, grant the desire of our brother.
Amen.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ,
name of Jesus Christ. In the 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 name of Jesus Christ.
This year may seem very strange, but it's only obeying an act of God. If you believe that you repent or are baptized, you're a candidate for the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
See? Well, what? By a minister, a servant of Christ, who's brought you the truth, minister the Word of God to you. Then if God comes in His Word, and they preach the Word, and the Holy Spirit comes down and proves that to be the truth. See, friends, what happened just a while ago, I don't know. God in heaven knows I don't know. See? Well, whatever it was, it must have been glorious because my heart's beating real fast with joy. It was something. Now, it looks to me like that a born-again church that claims the new birth and the time of the coming of Christ at hand, why, with the evidence, a positive evidence, if there was a man standing here with a long, low bone and scars, his hand, blood running out of his face, that still wouldn't be the Christ. Any imposter could do that. But the life that was in Christ be reproduced, then you know it's Christ. I'm preaching one of these nights on a paradox. And that was a paradox you just seen. It's something that can't be explained. See? It's a miracle that how the God of heaven can produce such. Now, you say, could you heal me, Brother Branham? It's impossible. You're already healed. If he was standing here wearing my suit that he gave me, he couldn't do no more. That's all he could do was vindicate that he's Christ. Prove that he's here. You have to believe it. I can if you believe. That's it right now. If you believe it, that's all there is to it. It looks to me like it ought to rectify. It ought to send people to repentance. It ought to send people seeking for the Holy Ghost. It ought to do something more than it's a doing. Is the food, is the word seed falling upon stony ground? Brethren, church, what's the answer? What more can God do? He never promised another thing. You'll never see nothing no greater than the presence of Jesus Christ working in His church, performing the things that He promised to do. But you know, if something happened to the church, what do you think it took place if 50 years ago that would have broke through? See? It's got to be more powerful now to shake the church harder.
Yeah.
As the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God rises a standard against it. One of these days it'll raise the church come out of its place. The born again saints. Two in the bed, I'll take one and leave one. Two in the field, I'll take one and leave one. It'll raise the church into the presence of Christ to live forevermore. I do not say this to be rude. I say it in godly, brotherly, sincerely love with a hunger in my heart to see the church of God be the church of God, a body of people. Man cannot do nothing for you. When you pass by this line, like that laying hands on, you've heard so much gimmicks and so much I smell and all this kind of stuff that's not even scriptural. It's got your minds paralyzed almost. The devil did that to shake you away from the truth. The Word is the truth. And the Word is made flesh. You understand? God bless you all. I love you. Here's handkerchiefs. Jesus, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the morning star, the root and offspring of David, the Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end, he that was, which is, and shall come. Send thy blessings, Lord, upon these people. Bless them, Lord, with an old-fashioned revival. Send them back, Lord, of an experience that their fathers and mothers had many years ago that we're in celebration of in this meeting. Here is handkerchiefs. They've taken them from the body of those blessed old saints 50 years ago. Sick was healed. 2,000 years ago, they did the same thing and they were healed. You're the same God tonight, the same Holy Spirit, coming in great quantities and powers being restored to the church to shake the church out of its slumber. Let ever who wears these handkerchiefs be healed, Lord. May the power of God make them everyone to be well. I send them in the name of Jesus Christ for the healing. Bless the people now. I commit them to you, Lord. The word has been preached. You have manifested yourself. You've proved that you're here. You've proved that you're not dead, but you're risen from the dead, and you're alive forevermore. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Keeping your commandments and keeping your word and your promises from generation to generation to ever who will believe on your name. The great Holy Spirit seeking out to find a man somewhere. Oh, God, he found an Irenaeus one day. He found a Polycarp one day. He found a Paul one day. He found a Martin one day. He found a Luther one day. He found a Wesley. He found a George Whitfield. Oh, God, he found a Billy Sunday. God, let him find us tonight. Oh, God, somebody of the hour that can shake the church in such a way with the preaching of the gospel, like a Charles Finney or someone, Lord, who will bring the church back to its place again. When the great Holy Spirit itself, a work of itself, not a man, moving among the people and declare himself like he has tonight, we're grateful to thee, Lord. Receive our thanksgiving and give us of thy blessing. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. I love him, because he first loved me. Let us just close our eyes now. Let's raise our hands and let's give him praise. You know he's here. How many believes it? With all your heart, everything believe that Christ is here, say amen. Now let's just sing to him now with all of our heart that's in us. And give him all the praise that we know how to now. All right. Close your eyes. I am the Spirit. Thank you. Yeah.
Amen. Do you know what that is? What is it? What is speaking in tongues and interpretation? The pulsation of the Holy Spirit speaking forth something that you don't know what you're saying. See? I told you way back. I give you an invitation. How many here would like to take that route and follow the prescription? Many of you here has never been baptized and would like to be baptized. Raise up your hand. Say, I believe. I'm ready. I'll do my first works over. I'll come back again. I'll come to Christ. Raise up your hand. There's going to be a baptismal service here tomorrow night. A Baptist minister just sent word up that I'm ready. All right. Brother, I come from your church too. They read the prescription wrong to me, but I read it myself. I found out after I changed it, read it, and done it the way he said, dude, something happened to me. Oh, God, send out the light. Look at him calling. Wonder why we do it. I appreciate your patience, how we sit and wait on one another, because it's the Holy Spirit trying to get something into us, you see. He's trying to inject something. Your patience is wonderful, and that does good. If you say, oh, I don't understand it, I'm going to sit and see it. I've got to watch it. God will fill every hungry heart. That will really reach out. When you see it, don't wait another minute. Reach up and get it. Right there. It's passing by. He might not pass that way again. That's right. Amen. Did you notice he said he was sure to receive our praises? You know that amen course, Brother Lett Fane said it? Amen. Yes. All right, God, Brother. All right, huh? Come on, Ernie. We're going to give him praise with the amen song. You, how many knows it? Oh, we all know it, I believe. All our church knows it, I believe. I thought maybe you... What say? Oh, brother, I couldn't lead it. I can't say. Oh, but I think that would be beautiful right now to say amen to everything that he said. Oh, my.
Amen.